I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche.
You go right, you go right.
It's time for Touche, and this is a big one tonight. Dave Lundy and Chris Veronis in studio. Chris in for Chris Roebling. I got to say, I'm ready for this round, guys. I actually was lobbying Ro to keep his bell so we could start it like a boxing round. There's a lot going on. I don't even know where to start. You've got taxes, Roy Moore. You've got Russia. You got the travel ban stuff tonight. I mean, it seems over and over. There's just every single 5-10 minutes a story comes out. What's our first topic, guys?
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is the slowest news day ever, ever. Nothing's happening.
What do you make of what's happening? I mean, because this is, I mean, we get to a point where a lot of it is noise. There's white noise around us, but, and these stories have had ups and downs, and there has been narratives to them, but it does feel like this weekend and today, in effect, have just been overdrive, Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of stories out there, but to me, the most important one is taxes, because taxes is the story that's going to affect pretty much every American man, woman, and child, is this abomination of a bill that they rushed through last Friday night. The bill was rushed through so quickly that I just read this afternoon, they didn't realize that they inadvertently eliminated every corporate tax deduction because they set the corporate tax rate at 20% and the alternative minimum tax rate at 20%. And they screwed it up. Yeah. And there's a question. Did they screw it up because you couldn't have passed it otherwise because of the reconciliation rules? Or was it? I mean, this is so bad. I was talking to a conservative Republican friend of mine in New York who voted for Donald Trump. It's my best friend who voted for Donald Trump. And yes, he's still my best friend. But he said to me, he said, this bill is going to kill me. He doesn't know if he's going to be able to pay for college for his kid because of the changes in the rules and how it penalizes the blue
like
states.
That, Chris, I mean, it's a legislative win. And it's what Donald Trump ran on, the idea of changing tax or at least tax reform. Is this a good thing?
Is that it, Dave?
I could talk about the medical expense deduction that's going to kill people.
You were going to talk about how the bill calls for the drinking of the blood of virgins who Roy Moore hasn't molested yet.
Well, we haven't gotten a chance to read the whole bill yet, so maybe it does.
This bill is good. It's not perfect. It's getting better. I remember 2 weeks ago we were on here and Dave was beating his chest on behalf of all small business owners. This is bad for small business owners. Well, now the NFIB supports the bill. Look, if you add marginally employed, underemployed, and discouraged employed, you get an effective unemployment rate of 7.9%. There are jobs to be created out there, okay? So this capital formation, which quite frankly has not happened, seriously happened since the 90s, is going to have a stimulative effect. Even if it does result in stock buybacks or dividends, that's money in the pockets of investors they can reinvest. Or like you, Dave, a Democrat who is a big believer in demand-side economics, they could buy a car. They could add to the economy. So this bill, and look, there are a lot of shenanigans that go on in Congress. I agree with you 100%.
Like the 6,426 lobbyists who wrote this bill.
I agree with you. And you know what? It's not over. It's going to conference.
That's right.
I remember, though. I seem to remember back in Obamacare, there was something called the Cornhusker kickback. It was just absurd. So, you know, these shenanigans aren't exclusive to Republicans. Both sides.
I have a question about that because I've heard over and over, and you've both parties are pointing the finger at the other. You saw the president today on Twitter saying that Democrats, you know, reason that he's endorsing Roy Moore is you could see the Democrats didn't even get involved in this process. They will say they weren't allowed to be involved in this process, reconciliation and what have you. And everyone points back to what happened with the Health Care Act. I mean, are we at a point where we're never going to get out of this cycle of each party? It's time they're in power. They're going to try and do the same thing and change the way that we govern in our country.
I say this as a Republican and a conservative with, you know, my guys who are in power. It is not a good thing for democracy for these straight party line votes on big ticket items like tax reform, health care, whatever. It's not a good thing.
Then you should oppose this thing because there wasn't a single hearing.
There wasn't a single hearing in Congress on this redistricting bill. I'll give you that, brother Lundy.
Thank you.
I'll give you that. So we're in a hyper-partisan environment. Unfortunately, a commander-in-chief who dials it to 11 doesn't help. You know, all I could say, it's not over.
Yeah,
so,
but
so Democrats have a chance to bring some ideas to the table. Trump would love to add Democrats. He would love
it. Okay, tell that to Joe Manchin.
It would be a win for him.
Tell that to Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin is, as he himself said, the most bipartisan guy in the entire Congress. He said, I wanted to be part of this bill. They did everything they could to prevent me from being part of this legislation.
You better wake up and smell the coffee, because Trump won his state by like more than 30 points.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, as more comes out about the bill, and it is hard, I'll be the first to say that it becomes a lot of white noise, where you become somewhat, as an observer, you get dejected by not understanding the story in front of you, or everything that might be in the bill, or keep reading about all the things that got passed through that they didn't understand, or like you just mentioned, like the corporate tax deductions. And you find yourself going, you know what, it's going to affect me one way or the other. Just do it. I mean, is that what the legislators are counting on? The fact that the American people are not going to be part of this?
Well, that's why they did it this fast. They did it on Friday night. I was actually on the air with Patty Vasquez. We were listening to the debate as we were on the air. And I think they did this at about 1:15. And they did it in the dead of night, and they did it with this insane process so that nobody could read it, so that you had all these handwritten notes in the margin with words most people could not read at all. And they did it so nobody would be able to look at it. They did it deliberately that way, because you would otherwise be uncovering things like the medical expense deduction that's going to cost people, like I was in my situation with my dad. We couldn't have afforded to keep him at home with the new tax plan in place. It would have killed us. It's going to, this plan is an abomination. It should not pass as is.
Look, you're always.
No, this is the Tax Foundation and the tax.
With something, the Tax Foundation.
And the CBO.
The Tax Foundation estimates 3-5% growth.
No, they don't. The Tax Foundation says even with dynamic scoring and that cockamamie growth you claim, they're still going to have a massive deficit increase.
You're always going to have palace intrigue media coverage. You're always going to have bloody murder headlines. Always. Just like with the small business and NFIB. That just comes with the territory. The dust hasn't settled. It's not over. You could still lose
Yes,
members.
And Democrats are not anywhere near the
members.
Room.
You could still add members to this bill.
Is there any worry that any of this stuff is true, where middle-class voters or working-class voters or anybody who's not necessarily affected by the corporate tax or let's say the economy doesn't bounce with any sort of growth from this, that this could be a real problem for a president or for the ruling party of Republicans?
Politically, this is going to be bad for 2018. Absolutely, no question. Republicans are going to rue the day they did this thing.
You know, we're due. We might be due for a recession. You know, we're coming close. I'd like to get some capital formation out there. I'd like more money. And the
Except
fact is,
CEOs more, say they won't
more,
use it
more
that way.
More people are better off under this tax bill. Not everyone.
No.
I don't like the SALT deduction, okay? But I'm saying I'd rather have the recession we had in 1991 was a mild recession. Through hindsight, we could say that compared to like 1982. I'd rather have that kind of recession, have these tax cuts, to have a stimulative economy, more people working to soften the blow.
That's Chris Varonis, Dave Lundy. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's get to Russia. And let's also, we'll talk about Roy Moore and the president's endorsement today. Full endorsement. That's Touche. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche here, 720 WGN. Dave Lundy and Chris Varonis in studio talking about the tax plan and other national political stories. Let's go to the Russia investigation. Robert Mueller, we at the end of last week, a busy weekend that saw the president as well going to Twitter to defend and continue to talk about Hillary Clinton more than the actual Russia. And in a way, once again, go after the FBI and the law enforcement agencies.
In a brutal way.
So where are we with this? I mean, because I've heard both sides. I've heard that this is a big move. And if you watch SNL, it makes it seem like, okay, the president's going down. But then in some other areas, they say that this is actually a sign that they don't really have a case.
Oh, I think that's delusional, wishful thinking on the part of the president's supporters. Michael Flynn pled guilty to the lowest charge he could. they have him on conspiracy to kidnap. They have him on the all the stuff around Turkey.
What's the kidnap?
He entered a conspiracy to kidnap that cleric that the Turkish government in Pennsylvania. Yeah. And he was going to get an enormous payday if he did this. But there is conspiracy. Conspiracy is you make a decision and then you make a substantial step towards that decision. Sorry, that's my law school education for the day.
All right.
So there's so much they have Flynn on. But today was a remarkable day because this went straight Nixonian with the president's lawyer, who said that the president of the United States cannot obstruct justice by definition, which was strikingly similar to when Richard Nixon told David Frost, if the president does it, it is not illegal. And as many legal analysts have pointed out today, poppycock.
Yeah. What do you say to that, Chris? I mean, does it just make it worse, the fact that the lawyers have got involved in trying to coming out and saying, well, the president's sloppy tweets?
It's silly. It's stupid. Trump's doing himself no favors. I'd hate to be on that legal team, you know, just sweating bullets with it every morning, you know, basically, especially on the weekend. I say this as a Republican. I am all follow the facts where they lead us, just like we did with Bill Clinton, okay? Because no man's above the law, even the commander in chief, and that's very American. I got to say, though, you know, if you look at the nuances here, you wonder why a lot of Trump supporters dig in, you know, and they want to fight this tooth and nail. You look at that story with Brian Ross at ABC, appalling. That is appalling how they could have botched that story like that. We're talking ABC, you know. Peter Jennings is rolling over in his grave. I mean, the guy who I grew up on.
But
no, Dave, you've got to acknowledge that the media is not helping the situation. They're making it worse in some regards. And, you know, they're giving good cause to Trump supporters that are wondering, like, they're out to get us.
This is not based
on facts. They're out to get us.
I will not acknowledge that.
Quite honestly, people want to decapitate Trump. And that's the agenda of a lot of people.
I will not acknowledge what you just said, because Brian Ross screwed up. He immediately apologized. He was immediately suspended by ABC News. It was instantaneous.
They had to do that.
They could have dug it. If they were Donald Trump, they would dig in. They would send nasty tweets. They would say this is fake news. I mean,
so we should play by Trump.
So you're saying it's ABC? So that
rules.
Means, right?
No.
You're saying it's ABC, so they're a legitimate news organization. If you look at all the stories that Donald Trump said were fake news, 99.9% of them have turned out to actually be real news.
I'm agreeing with you, Brother Lundy, on the merits of the case, and there's something there.
Okay.
And I'm looking for a little scrap of bread here, just to say that this is a hysterical environment and it's not all Trump who's behind it.
Well, it's a hysterical environment that Donald Trump creates on a daily basis with these nonsense tweets. And the tweet that he did today and the phone call he did today from Air Force One calling Roy Moore the child molester and endorsing the president of the United States endorsed a child molester today for U.S. Senate.
Allegedly.
Yeah, okay, I'm cool with that, because did you see the story about the 17-year-old who had all these cards that Roy Moore signed from when they were dating?
Let me ask you this, though, because I understand the outrage of wanting to, or the endorsement of the president for someone who's under this kind of scrutiny for his past. But, this Roy Moore, I was reading a great story today about where he kind of is Donald Trump, an outlier to the party. He's not traditional in the sense he does a lot of the same things. So it's not that big of a stretch for President Trump to say, I'm with this guy. It almost as I think about the Access Hollywood tape and everything that was coming, like Donald Trump knows this. They're cut from the same cloth. It's not that surprising to me that President Trump would do this.
No, it's not surprising at all that he would do it. In fact, frankly, when he endorsed Luther Strange, I was shocked because I thought he would endorse Roy Moore, you know, months ago. But Donald Trump is delusional, as he proved again with the Billy Bush tape, because Billy Bush came out and said, of course he said it.
But I wonder, at some point or another, the outrage and the shock of everything that Donald Trump does. At some point or another, you have to recognize, you know what, he's following a path, and we're just, you know, especially the media is not paying attention to that path. And it does not shock or surprise me or even stun me that he would come out and officially endorse this candidate.
There's an amen corner in the Democratic Party and in the media, quite frankly, that's just an outrage machine. And every little hiccup of Trump is going to be a volcano blowing up.
Last word, Dave Lundy.
The president of the United States is debasing the presidency on a daily basis.
There it is. Dave Lundy, Chris Varonis, that's how we end Touche. Guys, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. It's over.
It's over?